It's Chairman Brad Holton. I'm going to bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek. I'm going to close the Canyon County Commissioners meeting and reopen as the Canyon County Ambulance District Board of Commissioners. So with that is the call to order, and including the commissioner roll call. We've posted the notice for today's. Okay. All right. So I need a motion to approve the secretary's posted agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. So with that, let's move down to agenda item number 4. Action item 1, consider real estate offer to purchase.
Yes, Mr. Chair. Commissioners, this is just the contract to sign with NAI Select, Norm Brown, the vacant land real estate purchase and sale agreement. Pretty simple, same agreement that you've signed before as the county as well. So very standard.
Yep.
Okay.
Chairman, I'm in favor of signing this contract. I believe that this represents the best interests of the Canyon County Ambulance District, and this piece of property is.
Okay. I would. There's no further discussion. I'd make a motion that we authorize Commissioner Van Beek's signature on that, and that we authorize her initialing on all of the pages that require.
I will second.
Okay. Any other discussion?
I don't.
It has to get. It has to be negotiated.
Yeah.
It'll bring back.
Okay.
The dollar amount. Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All righty.
Chairman, before we.
Yeah. We can talk.
Okay.
Come on up.
Are we in the right?
You're in the right place at the right time.
Okay, perfect.
So you can fill in any details that per face value, it looked fine to us. We've already made a motion to approve it and have Commissioner Van Beek sign it and initial it.
Okay.
So unless you have any changes from what you sent, we're good.
No, I think though, and I talked to Michael about this, we probably should do an L. What if there's a gas easement we don't know about that we can't put a building on? I think we do the survey, don't do a boundary survey. The more I thought about it, man, maybe there's just something we don't know about, and it could frog up that he can't put a building there, you know, or
yeah.
Buried sewer line or gas line.
When Aaron orders the survey, we probably ought to get it out.
I'm in favor of that.
Yeah, 100% sure. I would hate to buy a piece of ground and nobody can build on it because of some configuration.
Okay.
That's my only.
Yeah.
Did I say anything else?
Yeah. No, that was
Did
it.
You mention that?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so I think that's the kind of survey. Probably just could cost a little bit more, but.
Yeah. Makes sense, though.
It does make sense to me. The county is paying for the survey, and so we want to protect our interests.
So let me share with another thing on that. I was not going to put title insurance on here, so I called Pioneer Title. I said, this is two different government entities that are going to have. They said, we can't close the deal unless there's title insurance. It's state law. So I asked them to pay the title insurance. That's traditional. Not that it's hardcore, but it's traditional that the seller pays title insurance, and then closing costs were split equally. That's traditional. It's not concrete.
Okay.
So I think that. Anything else? I think that's what I discussed with Mike.
Okay.
Just went through it.
Anything else, Luke?
No. I think, you know.
I put down $500, Ernest.
I was just going to ask about that, yeah.
7 days. That gets us going, and then we gave them 6 weeks. 42 days to respond and get it passed. And then we can close as soon as we get that survey back. We got 42 days of due diligence, right, to get it done, and 14 days after that. But think, hopefully you give them enough time to make a decision. We for sure ought to be able to get a survey done in a month, so it should be faster than that. And then 14 days after that to look at it, approve it, and...
exactly how we want it.
Chairman, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Norm, can you cover on page 3 the buyer chooses to conduct inspection section, what that entails?
Yep. So our inspection there is going to come over to section 5.
Okay.
Which is going to be that survey.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's the only thing. You don't like the survey. Because I don't think we need an environmental.
No.
I don't think we need a geotech. The only thing I thought was, man, what if there's a gas line or something we don't know about that cuts right through that lot and you can't.
Yeah. And we have.
Highly unlikely.
Yeah. And we don't have to specify, it doesn't specify in there under section 5.
Under your inspection period, you have the right to cancel. And I don't mean.
Yeah.
Okay. So do.
Let me make sure, let me look at this. Buyer chooses to conduct inspections, and we put on there 56 calendar days. Okay. So. I mean, we're going to do, but the only thing I want to do is just make sure that survey is done. And they have to release any information they have on it to us within 5-7 days, to maybe 5 or 7. I don't think they're even going to have any information on it. Plus, you know, like if somebody has passed inspection reports, they need to disclose that to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty clean.
They should be about 1,500. For
title insurance.
So hopefully they don't have heartburn over that. But
title insurance. Yeah,
we'll do more.
We don't have to worry about that. We're asking them to pay it, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. We can have Arger up, or we can have I'll give you a couple people.
Okay.
So do we need a motion for that?
On the survey?
Yeah, authorize the survey and let's do that because that'll be a real expense.
Chairman, I move that we authorize the county to front the cost for the survey on this property to protect our interests.
Ambulance district.
The ambulance district. Thank you. Sorry. So,
if the county wants.
The ambulance county district.
This is part and parcel of this real estate issue. So this isn't really a separate action item.
And on page 6, it clearly states in there that the cost for that will be on the part of the buyer.
Okay. Right.
And that the title insurance is the responsibility of the seller. So.
Okay.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously.
Aaron, I'm sending you this.
All right.
For sure, but.
Norm, do you have an original of the seller's contract? We need to get that. Commissioner Van Beek. Is there anything else that we need to talk about today?
We're good.
Okay.
So, this is the original cover.
All right. Norm, do you need anything else for today?
That's it. Are you going to want me to wait for that?
Sure.
Yeah, just as well wait. We'll get it signed. Okay. Being that there's no further business, Aaron, you need any clarification? You're good?
Well, send me some information on that, who we want to have.
Okay. You'll take care of the hiring or contract with the surveyor. Okay. All right. Motion. I'd make a motion. We adjourn then.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned then.
Sorry, that's that.
Hmm?
That worked out good.
Sir.
Aaron, make sure that went to your email.